So Easter has arrived again. This Easter I'm praying in a slightly different way. The scriptures are so beautiful. The Easter messages there are so deeply penetrating the human spirit. A lot of the Bible text, though, I must say, is about narrative. It's about geography, you know. She moved to the empty tomb. They ran to the empty tomb. This one got there before the other and all the rest of it. It's sort of like choreography a little bit. And although that's significant because it paints the picture, if you take all the narrative out and you're just left with the words of the risen Lord Jesus and the words, direct words, the people he's with, then there's a very different way of looking at the scriptures. For instance, when I take the Bible and then I open up there on chapter 20 of John's Gospel, John's Gospel is a wonderful gospel to see these direct words that he is to Jesus, and you come to the appearance of the risen Lord to Mary Magdalene. Words like, you know, woman, why are you weeping? They've taken my Lord away and I don't know where they put him. Mary, Rabboni. So can you see what I'm getting at? The direct words of Jesus and the direct words of those he's encountering as the risen Lord are very deep, and they demand a certain silence in between the words. Expression like Mary. Pause, because Mary herself is wondering, who is this gardener, who she thought it was, who's now calling my name? And then the insight, it's the Lord. And so there's silence, but it's not any sort of silence. It's an attentive silence, a silence that recognizes, a silence that discerns, a silence that allows the risen Lord to penetrate her heart. Then Rabboni, teacher. So I think that's something that's really significant. We could perhaps all of us do that in our reflections over Easter. It requires two things. First of all, that you find the Bible, and that you open it and read it, and then allow yourself to read the scriptures without the narrative and put in the silence and allow that silence to be not just an emptiness of no words, but a penetrating silence of the Easter Lord speaking to you and speaking to all of us and in the church as we gather together in the community. Attentive silence, allowing the Lord to lead, and reactivating our baptism. These are all expressions of what we call synodality, walking with God, allowing Jesus to lead us. A synodal Easter. And also, it's a time when we, in those silences, can pray for the noisy world, fragmented world that we're in, and to allow an intercessory prayer to come through. May the world that seems to be hell-bent on war, and the noise of war, the noise of those missiles that we hear banging to people's houses almost every night on the television and in the radio. These noises of destruction give way to noises, the absence of noise gives way to a listening heart and the silence that gives peace and joy. These are the words of Jesus, the Easter Jesus. First thing is, peace be with you. Not war be with you, destruction be, no, the absence of life. Peace be with you. And then we silence ourselves and we say to each other, and also with you, not just to Jesus in a pietistic way, but also to family, to friends, neighbours, people at work, especially those that annoy us, and particularly those that are struggling, to be able to hear from us the peace of Christ that comes from the silence within where Jesus dwells. I think if we do that, then all of a sudden it becomes a transforming experience, a transforming moment of being able to truly allow the Easter Jesus to take a deeper step in our lives. Of course, we're all trying our best, but now let God do something by us standing aside a bit and letting him speak to us in the silence of Easter.
पोस्या आमी एका मनान उल्लासान गीतां गाव्या मरण पावलो जेजू जीवन जाला संसारार प्रकाश पांकला
संतोष्या आमी एका मनान उल्लासान गीतां गाव्या
जय 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 तुका सर्वेस्पोरा जय 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 तुका सर्वोंदारा जय 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 तुका देवकुवरा जय 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 तुका जीवदा तारा
जय 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 तुका सर्वेश्वरा जय 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 तुका सर्वनारा जय 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 तुका देवकुवरा जय 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 तुका जीवदा तारा
च्या स्वार्थान सोमी मेलो ताकाच ताने अर्पिलो सर्गींचे मिसांव सोंपोवन पाटी गेलो नव्यान बरवो सो मेळ्ळो
मनशाच्या स्वार्थान सोमी मेलो ताकाच ताने अर्पिलो
Let's begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. She lived in solitude, and now in solitude has built her nest. and in solitude he guides her. He alone who also bears in solitude the wound of love. St. John of the Cross. And because Father Joe's here, I'll say St. Francis of Rome. Father, Son and Holy Spirit. I've no idea who St. Francis of Rome is, except to say that he's not the previous pope, so he's not yet being canonized. Okay, this is our last talk, where we're talking about union with God. And that seems a rather obscure thing, because it's not generally spoken about by people. People don't talk about union with God. And yet, I could not speak about prayer and attachment without what in Latin is called the terminus ad quem, which is the end point to which we are moving. So in other words, why prayer? You have to have the reason. The reason ultimately is union. Why have detachment? And again, the reason is union with God. So in many ways, this is the most important of our three short talks. Otherwise, let's look briefly at what we've done. We've spoken about prayer as the inner place to which we go where we find God. But without what we're about to look at, it means that place within yourself without anything else said is the purpose of your life and should be what directs your life. And that is not good enough. The last time we looked at what we need to do to make it possible to look and be with the one who we know is within us. Because each of us has somehow had an experience of sorts of the God that dwells within us. And yet we've not been able to take the step to be with the God who is within us. And that's because as we want to be with the God within us, we find that we are with so many other things which are not God. And as John of the Cross says, but which he has in fact got from the great philosopher Plato. In fact, it's not speaking as Plato, but speaking from Socrates. You can't have two things within yourself, which goes straight back to the gospel. You cannot be a slave of both God and wealth. You cannot be committed to God and anything else which is not God, which, as we looked at last week, is a very harsh position. And most of you would say, well, we're not Carmelites. Well, a Carmelite is not good at that either, except I recognize what it is that I should do. It doesn't make me good at doing it. It doesn't make me good at turning towards God. Because as I look within my soul, I'm torn between many things. And the God that dwells within is only one of the things that attracts my attention. Hence, last week we had to look at how to break away from those different things which attract us and which fill us and which in so many ways define us. You're defined by what you want. And until it is God that you want, or hopefully we said this last week, until you get to the point where you can say, there is nothing that I want, you've got a long way to go before you can move towards God. So, I would have left you last week feeling slightly guilty because there would have been things that you want. Now we must move to the next point so we can bring it together and make what this is about something which is possible. And it's what I spoke of as the terminus ad quem, the final point to which you are going. The terminus is like the bus terminus. Okay, that's what we used to call them, the bus terminus. And it was a great use. That's where the buses are going. That's where we are going. The terminus, the end point, ad quem, to which we are going. And that to which we are going, we can speak of as union with God. What is this thing that we speak of as union with God? It's what makes detachment purposeful. It's what makes dwelling within ourselves with God something which can be a reality. So it's that simple movement. What can I say about it? Because union with God is a difficult thing to talk about, except to say that this final point is the reason that you were made. It's my reason. So it's not simply the end point, but it's that reason which gives meaning to everything. It gives meaning to suffering. It gives meaning to joy. It gives meaning and purpose to life. It's what, at the end of life, we look at, because it's the only thing looming before us, is this last thing, which is union with God. Let's start by looking at how it works. Union with God is something which we see as the purpose of our life, but we only have a small sense of it. And somehow, that which of which we know needs to become the reality of my life. Union with God needs to be what my life is about. Union with what? Well, let's speak about the end point, that to which we are moving. We're moving towards that which is good, that which is true, that which is beautiful, that alone which is one. When I say one, it's not saying there is one God, but that thing which gives identity, oneness, specificity to everything. Without that, we're going nowhere. So those three things which I mentioned, which are called the transcendentals, the transcendentals are things which can be said of anything which exists. Everything which exists is one. It's not something else. Everything which exists is good, because it was made by God. Everything which exists is true, because it speaks its own truth in what it is. And everything which exists is also beautiful. So when we look at the end point, which is union with God, somehow all of these things must now fill and complete who I am. There's a certain passivity which goes with union with God. Union with God is, in fact, what God gives you. It's what God gives to complete and make you who you're meant to be. That's that sense in which we can be at one with God. To be at one with God now means to have those things which are God. So the purpose of our life, the purpose of our prayer, the purpose of our moving towards detachment is to be at one with God. That's what union means. To be joined with God so as to be as God is. There is no higher calling for the human being than this. I am called to be true as God is true. I'm called to be good as God is good. That rich young man that said to him, "Good master." And what was Jesus' answer? "Why do you call me good? Because only God is good." And yet this young man, with the purity of heart that he had, because he'd never done anything wrong, was able to see the goodness of God in Jesus. He was able to recognize that goodness. That young man in the gospel was well on his way to what we speak of as union. Because in union, you can have the eyes of God. In union you can think as God. In union you can act as God. In union you can manifest God to everyone around you. And so union, in fact, is the highest thing about a human being. It's one of those funny things. We look around and see people that we like or dislike and we're annoyed with, and you can say all sorts of things about other people. But the funny thing is what you see in the other person is not what God sees. To be in union with God makes it possible for you to see another person as God sees them. As John of the Cross said, why do you complain about other people when in fact they are perfect in God's eyes for something that you don't see but God sees? So why do we want this union in terms of life? To see as God sees. To see the beauty of another person. Why? Because you have beauty within yourself. Only from your own beauty can you see the beauty of another. Only from your own truth can you recognize somebody else's truth. Only from your own goodness can you desire the other person who is good themselves. Only from your own integrity can you recognize and promote the integrity of another. That's why the end point is so important. Without these things, everything is theoretical. Without these things, following Christ is simply something that you've learnt, something that someone taught you at school, something that our three sisters here are very good at teaching. But unless they are united with what they teach, they can teach nothing. Unless what they are teaching is part of them, no kid at school will take anything from what they say. Because what our three sisters are trying to do when they go to school is to bring this union to the child, to lead that child into union with God. Otherwise, everything that we say is important to us as Catholics is only thought. It has nothing to do with God. And heaven forbid that everything that the church is built on is empty thought, is only something which is taught to others and which we hold on to. No. I hold on because I have experienced, and what I speak is in accord with what I have experienced. And that needs to be the case. If you speak from your experience, if you speak from your union with God, then what you speak is God, God. Otherwise, what you speak is empty words, and people will recognize it very quickly. I don't see in you what you are saying. That's an awful thing for someone giving a talk, because Brother Bill can stand up and say, Greg, I don't see in you anything that you're saying. My answer would have to be, I think you're right, Bill, because this is what we're talking about, this difficult thing. So let's go back to what union is about. Union with God indicates to you what you are. And it's only through union with God that you can recognize what somebody else is. But the recognition of what you are and who another person is through union with God is only the first step. In the medieval times, there was a big debate amongst the schoolmen, as they were called, which takes us back to the time of Thomas Aquinas, Bonaventure, and others soon after them. And that was, what's the relationship between doing and who you are? And the answer that they gave was, agere sequitur esse. What something does is determined by what it is. And therefore, what you do is determined by what you are, and what you are is given and shown by union with God, that place of experience. Whatever your experience of God is a place where you meet God, and it's a place where you're open to union with God. And that will show you who you are. It will show you your own beauty. It will show you your goodness. It will open the truth of your mind. And once you have these things, you can begin to say, aha, that is what I am. And now emerges from our discussion of union with God, perhaps the most important thing in life. Then what do I do? You live and act on the basis of who and what you are. And who and what you are is something that you experience by experiencing God as you grow in this thing called union. And as you start to experience God, you will see, because your mind itself, strangely, will be filled with these things, the transcendentals that come with union. Your mind, once it acquires beauty, truth, goodness, and integrity, your mind will from this, from God, know what it is that you are meant to do. Hence, what one Dominican said to me, they couldn't work out what came first, doing or being. And he said that was a great thing, do be do be do be do. And do be do be do be do just keeps on going. No, it doesn't. The do follows on from the be, what you are. And this emerges as we get those three things in place. Experience of God, an experience which grows into union with God. And once we grow in that experience, we recognize who we are. And as we come to recognize who we are, we know how we are meant to live. There's a certain, how would you put it, integrity in that movement. You can't live and be other than what you are, and what you are comes from God. And when those things are in place, we have everything that we need. So union with God, in fact, is what prayer is about. Prayer is the establishment of the place in which I live where God is. But that's not the end in itself. That is towards something. I have to purify myself, not so as to be perfect, but unless I do that, I cannot move to that which this is about, the end, which is union with God. All of this builds on and is directed towards being one with God. How can I put that more simply? Well, those of you who have got good relationships with others, those of you who are married, those who are wonderfully related to their children, you know that your life is leading to a very real union, oneness with another person. And I look around here, I know some of you, and some of you know exactly what I mean, because that oneness is what your life is about. To be at one with the person that you love. All of this is about being at one with God, who is the reason that I was made, the one who has been placed in my life to love. And all of these things build up and move towards that. So we've come very quickly to this point of union. And I hope I put it to you in such a way that this, in fact, is what we are all moving towards. It's what all life is moving towards. All life is moving to the place where we are at one with the person that we love. And someone will say, but there are some people who are not capable of it. Everything is possible to God. Everything is possible to God. It's there in the Gospels. Lord, this is impossible. For man, it is impossible. This union, this kind of relationship that I'm talking about, in its perfect form, is impossible for you. But it's not impossible for God. So the whole path is now placing ourselves in such a way that God can bring about in us what our hearts desire. And that, again, is union. It's one of those funny things, but really, it is what every human heart, except for distortions, is what every human heart wants and desires. I can see it all over Nella's face. But you're lucky, you've got John. I'm just saying Nella's looking at me as if to say, yes, I know what you mean, and I'm saying, yes, you've got John. How many years are you married this year? 63. Setantadue, 62. I'm out by a year. I should have known that. And that's the thing. And where you have this, when the first goes to God, the other one doesn't know what to do. Union. And that's also what death is about. Where there is great love and someone dies and you don't know what to do, that person has gone to God, which is where we are all called. And we're all called to the perfection of union in the next life. Okay, that's the normal 25 minutes. Have you got any questions? Because Joe Holloway is looking at me saying, but Bishop, you're meant to be having dinner with all the other priests tonight. So I'm gazing at him and he's judging me with his eyes. Any thoughts or questions? Did any of this make sense, the three talks?
Thank you for your comments on detachment last week. They were very useful and interesting to me. I have a problem with praise. I wondered if you would talk about I find it easy to be grateful to God for all that has happened, but I find it difficult to praise God because I'm not sure that my opinion on God is worth having. And so I wondered if you would talk to the praise and gratitude.
Okay, I would say praise is one of those funny words. One of those funny words that has certain meanings in certain groups of Christians for whom praise is an important part of prayer. For me, praise has no place in my prayer. Gratitude has place because gratitude opens my heart to God. God does not need my praise. On the other hand, my gratitude is his gift to me, which helps me to recognize and respond. So when you say you don't praise, I understand, because nor does the Bishop of Lismore. I would never jump up and down and dance in praise. So I think, well, if I was meant to, God would have made me to jump up and down and dance. So if you can't praise, fine, thank God. Another reason for gratitude. Well, with that, I thank you all for being with me this year. Next year, God knows what. I've been giving these for so many years now, I can never think of anything to talk about. But it doesn't stop me talking, does it, Bill? So I think I need to mortify that. So thank you. Oh, yes. Robert.
We just want to thank you for everything you've given us, which is a lifetime task. Well, for me it is anyway. And fill our minds with so many thoughts that lead so fruitfully beyond. And it's not just this tonight, but last year and the year before and so on. So we just want to express our gratitude.
Thank you. And remember, if you remember anything I said, experience. Experience. Find your experience of God and let that direct you. It will be different to mine. Because no two people have anything more than about 5% similarity in the spiritual life. If there's 5% similarity, that's a lot. But your experience is unique to you. Your experience defines you. And to live from that, you live from God's definition of you. Can't go wrong. Okay, thank you very much. I hope to see you at the Easter ceremonies, because if I have to be there going through all of them with my hat and stick and doing all these funny things, I don't see why you shouldn't suffer along with me. Thank you.
Tolong syukti ko mizata. रेडियो बरो दीस दिवं तुमकां सगळ्यांक. आयज आमी करुया गोंयचो फेवरेट एपिटायझर स्टफ्ड रेशादो स्क्वीड्स. वयते तुमी शेकान नाल्यार रेस्टॉरंटान गेले जाल्यार वो तुमचो फेवरेट एपिटायझर आयज आमी घराक करुया. आतां तुमकां कडेन फकान दिसतली ती सगळी स्क्वीड्स तुमी क्लीन करून दुदां सोक कराय 4 ते 6 वरां. व्हेरी इम्पॉर्टंट. आतां हेज फाटल्यान सायन्स कितें आहा तें हांव तुमकां दुसरी व्हिडियो एक्सप्लेन करतलो बरे भाशेन. बट इट वील टर्न द स्वीट टेंडर. मागीर 1-2 कांदे घे, चॉप कराय फायनली, आनी गार्लीक व्हेरी फायन चॉप कराय, आनी ते मुशी ज्यो आहाय त्यो स्क्विड्साच्यो टेंटिकल्स म्हणटाय तेवूय बरे भाशेन चॉप करून सायडीन दवराय. आतां आमी फिलींग करया हे सगळे इनग्रिडियंट्स घेवन फिलींग करया. रेशादो मसालो रेडी दवराय. हेजी तुमकां रेसिपी जाय जाल्यार हांव टॅग करतलो नाल्यार डिस्क्रिप्शनाक घालतलो. आतां कांय मुगेले हांडी गेली, तितून हांवें खोबरेल तेल घातलें आनी चॉप केलोले कांदे आनी लसूण तुमी बरे भाशेन तळसून घेयात. कांद्या भितर नॅचरल साखर आसता, तें सगळें आमी कारामलायज करपाचें. व्हेरी इम्पॉर्टंट स्टेप हो, बरो ब्रावन करपाचो आमी. हे टायमार तुवें थोडें मीठ घालपाक जाय. इट वील हॅल्प ब्रेक डावन दी ऑनियन्स व्हेरी फास्ट. आतां 1 टीस्पून गॉड घातला. दॅट वील हॅल्प करामलायज एन्ड गीव देम अ डीप कलर एन्ड फ्लेवर एज वेल. थंय काय बरें करामलायज जावन कलर येल चय. नाव इट्स टायम फॉर द मुशी. ते स्क्वीड्सा मुशी कातले ते चॉप केलेले ते आतां घालचे. आतां घालून बरें तळसून घेवचे. आतां उगडास धराय मातशें. आतां हे सोती कोण जातरी जाय तें उदक सुट्टलें. तें सगळें उदक सुटसर, ड्राय जावसर तुमी तळसून घेवपाचें. व्हेरी इम्पॉर्टंट चय की तूं उदक सुटलें तें चय. आनी आतां चय, आतां सगळें ड्राय जालें. एशेंच. एन्ड नाव इट्स टायम फॉर द रेशादो मसाला. त्या टायमार तुमी रेशादो मसाला घालून सायडीन हें कांण दवरला, पूण आतां तेच पोट घेवन हांवें आनी थोडें ओबरेल तेन घातलें आनी रेशादो मसाला घालून तूं आनी बरें भाजलां. हेंवूय व्हेरी इम्पॉर्टंट स्टेप. तो रेशादो मसाला बरो भाजूं जायो. तो कलर मातसो तुगे चेंज जातलो. कॅरामलायज जाल म्हणटकीर मातसो ब्रावनीश कलर जातलो रेशादो मसाला. चय अशें करून मागीर तें सगळें फिलींग जें पळय तुवें सोते करून दवरलें पयलें तें सगळें काडून तुमी आतां तितून मिक्स करपाचें. अशें चय काय बरो कलर येयलो आनी थिकनस चय. हांव फिलींगाक थिकनस बरो आसूं जाय, अशें करून थिकनस आसूं जाय, चड उदो अशें करून नाका. ना दीस इज अ टायम टू टेस्ट. एक टेस्ट माराय बरोच तूं कितें एडजस्टमेंट आहाय जाल्यार तुमी हे टायमार ते फिलींग एडजस्टमेंट करूं जाता. आतां तें फिलींग एक ताटां घालें आनी मातशें न्हिवोवपा दवराय. बिकॉज तूं आतां तें फिलींग कोतो न्हू इन युअर स्क्विड्स, तें मातशें गरम मारल्यार तुका त्रास पडटले. आतां तें स्क्विड्स तुमी सगळें दुदान मॅरिनेट केलो तें धुयाय मातशें आनी तुमी आतां स्टफींग करूंक स्टार्ट कराय. अशें करून हातीन स्टफ करया हांव तुका इजी पडटलें करूंक. अशें करून बरे भाशेन तुमी स्टफ कराय. तुमकां कितकोन स्टफ करपा तें म्हाका सांगपाक गरज ना, तुमी जाणा कितकोन स्टफ करपा तें. आतां तें सायडीन सील करूंक पडटा आमकां, ताका लागून जायत जाण टूथपीक यूज करताय. पूण हांवें घराकूय चुट्ट गेलीं आनी तेजी हीर काडलें, बरें क्लीन करून हांवें तें हीर उजाक केलें. हीर घालून हांवें तें सील केलें. अशें करून पळय 1, 2, 3 ती 3 होलां भितर तुमी हें सील करचें. आतां सील करून जातरी तुमी तें सायडीन प्लेटीन बरे भाशेन एरेंज करून तुमी आतां भाजपाक तुमी तयारी करपाक रेडी जावाय. आतां चोय हे स्क्वीड्स ल्हान, तें चड ओगो तुका तळसोवपाचें पडना, नाजाल्यार ते तुगेले रबरी जावंक शकतात. हे भाशेन फटाफट तुमी गरम तेलांत तुमी दोनी सायड भाजचें. सोत्राय तुमी चोड उगत भाजचे न्हू, वखत मातशे दोनी सायडीन कलर येया पुरो, हे रोखडे जाताय स्क्वीड. आता तुम्ही मध्ये रेशात मसालोगाचो तितून भितानी थोडे उदो ओडोयशे आणि बरे भाशेन एश करून रिड्यूस करचे. कित्याक रिड्यूस केले जाल्यार बसा बरो तो मसालो सगळे स्क्विड सामको बरो भाशेन लागतलो. आनी मातशें कवर कराय आनी मातशें रेड्यूस करून मातशें कारामलायज जालें जाल्यार रेडी तुजे स्क्विड्स पळय. काय बरे दिसताय ते. आनी तुका सांगता इतले घोस्तात ते तुगे स्क्विड्स लागतले तुका. आवय रूच ये चोली येयली म्हाका तुकाय रूच येतली. आनी ही रेसिपी तुमकां लायक जाली जाल्यार सांगूं विसरो नाका तो व्हिडियो मुगेलो हूंय येणो भोंवतो. वी वा गोवा वी वा गोंयकार. मातशें प्लीज हे व्हिडियो काडून बरे त्रास पडटाय तुमकां जाय जाल्यार तुमच्यांनी मातशें सबस्क्रायब करचें फॉलो करचें आनी शेयर करचें. देव बरें करूं.
जगार संसार आचे सोदा कालाम शमोगान लास्ते ले
Jesus